This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for the Junkies 25th anniversary podcast presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Every week throughout the year, we're revisiting some of our favorite memories in Junkies history. Podcasts are released after the morning show on Thursdays. And this week on the show, 2021, we had a session of Squeaker's Court because Cakes got some free shoes from Farley.
I did, yes, correct.
He then wrapped them. And that really was the thing which jumped out.
Halt.
Didn't just give it to somebody, but wrapped them and gave it to his mother-in-law.
Hold on a second. I did no wrapping of the gift. That was my wife.
Okay. Hmm.
I was not a party to that, but they were wrapped, not by me.
Anyway.
Just to be clear.
We had a session of Squeaker's Court.
I wasn't hating you.
Cakes was caught in a lie. At first he said that he paid. Then it came out that he hadn't paid yet. Then he said he had the intended to pay. Then he said, well, the true intent was he was hoping Chris would say nothing.
Right.
So now, the story shifted.
I love Chris Farley. Chris Farley's our guy from Patience Running Stores. And I could argue that he's been paid hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of dollars in attention dollars.
Of course.
Now, you guys are talking about U.S. currency. I understand.
Right.
Okay. But I was trying to skate by, but to clear the record, I did pay after the fact, and I paid.
Or you were shamed into paying.
After we get
you were shamed into paying.
Yeah. I paid cost.
Right.
I didn't pay full
Understood.
Retail.
Okay? That's fine.
Kudos
I'm not a
to you.
Sucker.
Because I don't think I've ever done that with Chris Farley.
Right.
So kudos to you. But speaking of attention dollars, Rom is the subject of today's anniversary podcast.
That's correct.
So for whatever reason, I got to believe Cakes kind of likes it. They room together sometimes roadies.
I don't believe he roomed. Here's the dynamic. We're at the end of the Borgata.
But you have roomed with him.
It has happened before. I prefer it doesn't happen, but it has
right.
happened. I have opened the room to Rom at times over the years. Believe what happened was he just came to the room to hang out before everybody's departing the Borgata after one of our highly successful Junkies Poker Opens at the Borgata many, many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was hanging out in the room, I said, you know what? You're going to pay a room hangout tax. You're going to pay the maid. You're going to leave the tip. So
Squeaker's Court there because you didn't want to pay the tip
right.
and you were just bullying
Rom
into paying a tip.
Yes. I was basically saying your payment for hanging out with me, for spending time with me, is a $10 tip for
All
the
right, maid. Be honest, because I've forgotten.
Yes.
And we're going to play the clip here in a moment. You must have had a bad run at the tables
weekend.
That's
the secret.
Right.
I'm sure I didn't do well at the cash game, and I'm just going to play the odds. I think I cashed twice in all the JPOs that we played.
Right.
And by the way, this is back when we were coming out of our own pocket, which was insanity.
Right.
Why would we ever do that?
So dumb.
We'll never do that again.
We let them do that to us.
We'll never, ever
do
that
again.
We wanted it to be legit and everything, but that was just dumb.
Yeah, I don't care about that anymore. I don't care if it's illegitimate.
Yeah.
We're never paying a buy-in ever.
Yeah, we don't care if it's a complete scam.
Ever again.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
So dumb.
But I paid the buy-in. I'm sure I didn't do well in the cash game. So Rom puts $10 on the dresser for the maid, and I thought, well, that's too much money to give the maid. So I took five of the 10 away.
And that was his money.
It was Rom's
money. It's
not like
you chopped it.
So I nubbed the maid and Rom both in one fell swoop. And the maid, You know, she only got $5 instead of $10. Because, I'm a squeaker.
Now, was Rom there to witness it, or you admitted to this later?
Oh, no, he saw it. He saw the whole thing happen.
And then you didn't give him the $5.
No, why would I give him the $5? I was charging him to hang out with me in the room.
That was the VIG.
Was the way I was approaching it.
Right. I see. Right. How long did he spend with you?
Too long. Probably half an hour before I came to my senses and said, why am I lingering here? I need to get on the road. I need to get on is that the AC Expressway? Which then leads to the Jersey Turnpike.
Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, and then leads to home.
Correct.
Leads to the promised land.
All right, so here's the clip. What went down in Atlantic City at the Borgata between Cakes and Rom the card counter?
Cakes, I got this.
I'm not even sure you do it with that. Yeah,
I got this intel on you.
You do?
Yeah. Being such a squeaker.
Oh, really?
Oh, we got another. Play the music. We got another squeaker edition here.
Oh, yeah. This might be Hall of Fame.
This is
squeaker.
A gem. Uh-oh.
Does this have to do with last night's concert?
No.
I better brace myself over here.
Hold on, crank it up. I can't hear it.
Interesting.
My palms are sweating.
Is this coming into Matt_Valdez? Where did you get your info?
Text.
You got a text.
Okay.
Sources.
So apparently at JPO.
Yes.
You know where this is coming from. His roommate.
Cakes asked Rom to leave a tip for the maid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is right. Squeaker. I'm already guilty. I'm just guilty already. Right. But go ahead. Right.
Okay. And so he said, why don't you just leave a $5 bill? And so Rom apparently all he had was a 10.
Right.
So he was just going to leave the 10.
Right.
So Cakes saw that as an opportunity to make $5. And so he, I swear to God. So
this is not
so
true.
Let me just say.
He changed the 10.
Before the defense, I want to hear the case before you make your defense.
So he
prosecutor.
So he took the 10 that Rom left and then dipped into his wallet and then left a $5 bill.
And kept the 10.
And kept the 10.
Now that is all correct. But I only did that because I thought a $10 tip for two nights was gratuitous.
Well, why didn't you?
I think a $5 tip is plenty.
You realize that fat dog made $13,000.
Yes, it doesn't matter. Rom had to pay some of the freight for staying in the room, and that was what he paid.
So you charged him for being a Rom?
Yeah. You should know what? You should have made him pay $50.
I know, I should have. He got off easy.
Yeah. Why you paid $0?
So you know what, Cakes? It's all. It is. It's a Hall of Fame.
I'm not guilty. I've already admitted guilt in Squeaker Court.
He wouldn't have done that if he had been up. He did that because he was down. And I noticed. At the very end,
you were down.
I got my teeth kicked in. 1-2.
When Rom came down,
seriously, like, Rom guy spikes a 2-hour on me. That hump. That guy looked like Lewis Black on a meth binge. Turned an ace.
You know,
just a torpedo.
When Rom came down with all the chips to the B bar on Friday's show,
yes. He made $13,000. You won't let him leave a $10 tip.
Cakes was talking about.
He didn't care about that. He just
somehow
wanted five
siphoning.
Of it.
Yeah. I think you were hoping that Rom was going to bet for you and just hand you money like he did 10 years ago.
Well, there was a grasper of that.
See, he threw that out there
because I threw it out there twice.
I think he threw it out there. He's like, "Can you make me $1,000?" He wouldn't nibble.
Did you valet?
For nothing.
Cakes
just wanted free money.
Garage park.
You parked yourself.
He's a garage squeaker. Park.
For $5, they'll park your car. It's literally $5.
Yes, the $5 you stole from the maid.
I don't like.
No, but listen.
Look, I like valets when I go to a restaurant. I don't like valets at a hotel.
I think the garage park is easier.
Hold on. The black card is free.
Yes, Ricky.
I didn't have a black card. Red. I didn't even get upgraded. Nubs red.
How did you not?
I don't know. I went there. They wouldn't give me.
I checked in. I said, I think I'm supposed to be upgraded to a black card. She said, you're finished. Take this rock the red card and get out of my
really?
Face.
They said no?
What do you think about that?
That was
Ricky,
that
exactly
there.
What she
that
said
was,
to me.
They botched it then.
I don't know.
I got a black card.
Yeah.
Well, mine was red. Okay, mine looked like a Caps uniform, and I'd pay $5.
So this might be
your Borgata
opinion.
Car was the color of your balance sheet.
Yes.
I actually think
so red.
The garage parking's more convenient for checking in.
Okay, that's fine. This is a Hall of Fame entry.
Thank you.
Cakes took.
Thank
that's
you.
Like walking by a table and thinking they tipped the waitress too much and just taking $5.
That's what I did.
And putting it in your pocket.
You know, I did.
And he justified it because
Rom stayed there on
his free room.
In his free room.
That's how I justified
it. Honestly, That's a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame squeaker.
I'll take it.
You I love
stole,
it.
I'm not ashamed of it.
I know you're not.
He stole the maid's tip.
Yeah, you know what? Think about that poor maid.
He was trying to steal $1,000 from Rom, too. He said, Rom, can you take the tables and make me $1,000?
Yeah. Hold on. Is that not a Hall of Fame entry?
Yes.
It's $5. I mean, we're talking about $5.
Grabby, stole,
it's up there. I'm with you.
He stole a maid's tip.
But think about what you just said. We're talking about $5. Why didn't you just leave the extra $5 for the tip?
Here's why. Because I got felted.
$5.
I guess I can change your
life.
What
did you use the $5 on? You were probably thinking of stopping
calls. At Wawa. I didn't take calls on it. I'm sorry, I didn't take calls on it.
I don't know what I used it
Is
on.
Is that the biggest squeak that you've heard from the Junks? Is that the...
It's a pretty bad
that
one.
So trumps me going to the dollar store. It kills it.
We have
it
some
crushes it.
I didn't think it was that egregious, but apparently
epic
it is.
Entries. But has anyone ever stolen the tip? That's
not
like
stealing.
Is that worse? Hold on.
It's just leaving
Here's
a smaller
question.
Tip.
Here's the question. Is that worse than stealing shampoo from Congressional Country Club like
yes.
I did?
Absolutely
yes.
not.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's worse. It's worse because that money's going to a maid.
Someone, yeah. not cakes, left a tip for the maid.
Did the maid lose 600 plague 1-2? I think not.
Again, that's irrelevant.
Cleared of all charges.
Someone, not
the
cakes.
The maid struggles to get her groceries every month. Guaranteed.
I feel bad.
Think of cakes and think of the poor maid.
Listen. I'll be honest with you. I didn't tip the maid.
I didn't either. But that's because I don't think about
but
it.
But I didn't steal. I didn't steal
there
someone
was no
else's
stealing.
Tip.
I just gave a small. But there was a smaller tip.
But
that's
I don't
all.
Feel like I have to just tip every broke person that
stole
I come
from
in contact
Rom.
With.
It's Rom's $10.
He stole from
he
Rom.
He can do whatever he wants
maid.
To do with that $10. And
right.
you just decided. No, he can't, because it was my room. I was the king of the room. I can do whatever I want.
I can't believe he took $5 from
him. I can't believe it either. I think it's the biggest squeak
so,
maybe in
again,
history.
Just to recap, you yes. Rom gave you $10 bill.
No, Rom,
he put it on the table.
He put it on the table.
Oh, okay, put it on
he
the
had
table.
Nothing to do with cakes.
Near the TV.
He had nothing
you
to do with
cakes. I said, you're tipping the maid.
You swiped it and then put a $5.
Correct. These are all correct things.
That's special.
All right, if you want to chime in, call us. You call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener line at 800-636-1067.
I think you might have to call Fox 5 or something.
1067. Is this a Hall of Fame?
Yeah, we're going to do an investigative report.
So there you have it. Rom pays a tip.
Yep.
Cakes thinks it's too much.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Decides to take some from the maid, really.
Sure.
He took from the maid.
Let me ask you this. Would yes. you ever do that again?
Probably.
I don't think he would.
Probably not. But you never know. Never say never.
Only because he's been shamed. He wouldn't, you know, if we never brought it up and in the future he thought Rom tipped too much, he would do the exact same thing until we pointed out how friggin' nubby that was.
Let me ask
was.
You this. Had the maid walked into the room.
Yes.
Like she knocks over, she walked in the room and he spotted it. Would you have... Flip
no,
the money.
Of course, I wouldn't have done it in front of the maid, but without the maid being there, sure, I obviously did
hey,
it.
Listen, Cakes is a better man than me. Typically, and I'm staying in hotels every weekend. I don't tip the maids.
They don't even
do anything anymore. I mean, they clean your room at the end.
They do, and they don't do it. They sometimes do it once every couple days, but a lot of hotels will say we don't have daily maid service now.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. So
that's what I mean.
You're right. But that's not their fault. That's because the
and as I've always said, get a better job.
But you need maids.
If they were paid $2 an hour and it was all tips, then I would tip.
Yeah.
But I assume they make, you know, whatever, $20, whatever they make an hour.
You think a hotel maid's making
$20
an hour? It's like $15 now.
Maybe it's $15-$18 an hour, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Right.
Well, bottom line is, Cakes nubbed it.
And that wasn't even close to my my lowest point at the Borgata. That was when I wound up in the lobby wearing my underwear.
Absolutely.
So,
that's another podcast. Maybe next week.
Brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.